Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Not My Reality. This is a show with a conversation with yours truly, the host and author, Marion Caldwell Parker. I'm going to share with you some things out of my up-and-coming book called Not My Reality, a conversation for those that know there's more. I ask you to sit back and enjoy yourself and get a listen in. Open up your mind, free your heart, and allow yourself to just breathe and believe. You have so much more waiting for you. Hello again, and once again, I am Marion Caldwell Parker. Welcome again to Not My Reality. I am here today to share a little bit of my insight and my love and respect for the universe and some insight to help you go on with your life. I want to begin by saying that a lot of times whenever things are not going the way we like it and the way we planned, there's a tendency for us to do one of two things: blame others, sulk, complain, or blame ourselves. But it's not about what's right necessarily with you or others, given the variety of situations and compromises that are unevenly matched with our goals, purpose, and vision, with the end result being unhappiness. What benefit is this? It devalues our perceptions of who we are, what we can have, do, or say. It gives us a warped reality of ourselves that is not inclusive of our true thoughts, intentions, and beliefs. And that, my friend, is not my reality. Hello again. As I said earlier today, I'm going to be sharing some thoughts from my book and talking to you about defining and having a conversation on what exactly is reality. Earlier, my opener, my show was done by a graceful and graceful artist. Her name is Layla Hathaway, and that song is called Breathe, and it says you just have to believe and let's sit back and relax and just breathe. And that's something that we tend to forget on a regular basis. Deep breathing is an important part of doing an assessment and finding out where we want to be. So within this video blog, radio blog, I want to be able to hopefully strip away some of those false senses of reality framed by discontentment, discouragement, and emptiness, and replace it with the true reality of your life, with happiness, success, peace, and unconditional love that you were designed to embrace and have from your conception. It is my intent to challenge some of your thoughts and practices. You may become angry with me, and that's okay. You may say you really like me, and that's even better. But throughout our lives, we have been forced to listen to, engage in conversations, and avoid conflict, unless it is for the protection of another, or to advance the cause of another, or to become part of the conformity that makes this world seem to be such a great place. So we are changing ourselves according to what those around us deem as necessary, important, or valid. It is those type of words that have been spoken of us since our birth, about our skin color, who we resemble, what we will become, and who we should love. Those are not that we were given to be our guardianships over our lives, began to write a script that made us an unwilling and unaware participant in the stage directions for our behaviors, speech, ideologies, dress, hairstyles, and language. You've lived your whole life embracing and accepting and responding to and holding on to the dreams of others and their realities. Now it's time for you to grab your own and live. Living just simply means learning to initiate and invite vitality, victor, and valor into your life so that you can excel every day. If you don't know from whence you've come, you don't know where to go. I mean, the first time that I thought about that quote came to mind with reflections. And the first time that I heard the word reflection was when I was in graduate school. The instructor, we had just finished an assignment, and the instructor requested that we write down a reflection on the classroom experience and the lesson. And my first thought was a reflection. What are you talking about, reflection? Reflections involve, you know, mirrors and things like that. But the instructor went on to explain that we should write about our weaknesses, our strengths, opinions, and about the lessons that we believe were our understanding of that concept that were presented. After that lesson and that experience, I began to take that reflection or that reflective process and extend it to my personal life as well. What follows are questions that lead to the place to say, this is not my reality. You have to look in the mirror, whether it's a literal mirror or it's just a quiet place within you, and say, who is this person in the mirror? Why am I here? What is my purpose, and when will it manifest? Is this really what my life is? How often have we said these words? I mean, I know I've said these words and questioned hundreds of times in some form or fashion, but what do we question of our paths and our life decisions? Didn't you already know that the last person you dated was a special case when you met them? Or didn't you even really want that job, but you just needed the money? I've come to the conclusion that we've been taught to settle and take what's handed to us, but not for the right reasons. Clearly, if you are starving and you're in need of food, you're going to partake and eat of something to keep you, giving you sustenance to keep living. That's a different scenario. Those are extremes. But in your everyday life, you have a right to request that things are given to you that are going to be, first off, beneficial to you. Everyday good-natured parents are training their children, especially their daughters, to accept situations in their lives and strive for security and to make sacrifices. Yet they seem to forget to give us permission to set a plan of action to avoid non-productive situations, obtain actual mental and personal security, and teach us that sacrifice no longer means placing ourselves on a sacrificial altar for the benefits of others, or to remind us that discontentment is not bad. Yes, our parents meant well. Many shared this information with us with the remnants of their own fear of destruction of their families and community, or just plain old lack of understanding outside of their experiences and observations. Secondly, our parents had hopeful optimism that we would survive better than they had. Based upon love, we find ourselves giving into fears and suggestions, even if we don't even believe in the viability of them, which leads us to rebelling and subconsciously or reacting in a life of passive aggressiveness. We do that by dating people we don't want to, or not pursuing advancements in education, careers, or personal development. Now, don't just think it's just our parents that are in this conspiracy, but they are responding to the media. The media plays a major role in the development of this acceptance of these misdiagnosed perceptions of what we should be doing, as it appears to us. They tell us to seek sexual pleasure from those who we desire. That if it feels good, go for it. Watch the way the man swaggers or the woman glides across the floor. Comedians and so-called rated PG movies all hold the themes of gender roles and reinforce and refer continuously to the fun or the comedic moments involved in intimate sexual exchanges, as if it's like blowing our noses. We're encouraged to believe that we need to expose our bodies to people who we don't have the best interest for us and our minds. Just shake them off like a duck does the water on its feathers, or just accept them with all their unhappiness. This is how you begin to build what is your reality. By looking at things, matters such as these, asking ourselves, are we willing to sacrifice and take on and accept someone else's unhappiness, their selfishness, their mental anguish, and financial burdens because you've been together so long, or the sex is great, or you don't want to be lonely? And if you keep logging in to my radio blog, we'll talk more about this whole ideal of loneliness. So what do? We put our instincts aside, our dream aside, our thoughts, and hold on to what we have in front of us. That can no longer be your reality. This happens too frequently. We spend almost 60% of our time accepting to or attempting to please those around us, because we love them, respect them, and believe that they will fulfill our destiny, right? This is a learned behavior. A learned behavior that we must stop. A plan of action needs to be developed to address our lives in a way that is first beneficial to the plan given to us by God or the universe or higher power, Father Sky, or universal force. Whatever word you want to put there, but we must first, whatever we do must be beneficial to that plan that was given to us when we're first placed here to satisfy the need of the earth. So that's what we need to focus on first. Then we need to focus on ourselves and those whom we surround ourselves with. The order is very important. Why? Because we must understand why we are here. Remember the reflections. We're reflecting. We're trying to identify why we are here. Why are we here? What is it about us? So we're going to undo some of that negative talk and thoughts. While we're on this earth for the enjoyment of the entity that sent us here, not to be a servant of anyone that can use this or references that they believe in a higher power or creator or is interested in us or puts a ring on our finger or has sex with us. We're not here solely for that purpose, to just give, give, give. We have to be able to receive as well. This only allows, because otherwise it's only allowed them to drain us of our most dangerously and most limited resource, time for ourselves. You must love yourself, all of you, before you can extend or receive real love from another person. You must first love yourself. I'm reminded of a time when someone shared with me that they were afraid to give their opinion about a situation for fear that the person was going to retaliate or respond negatively. And I said to myself, how dare you allow someone to tell you that you don't have a right to feel or to think? That is the most absurd thing. And how could you dare be with someone that you're afraid of, that if you were to speak your mind or have a disagreement that you were going to lose them in a relationship? That is unacceptable and definitely cannot be a reality. We're going to take a pause right now, and we're going to listen to a little bit more of Layla Hathaway. This next one, I take that back. I apologize. Not Layla Hathaway. It's going to be India Irie and Anthony Davis' song called Words. All right, and we're back. Again, that was India Irie and Anthony David, Words. So let's go back and think about some of these words. As I said, an individual shared with me they were unable to share their opinion for fear of retaliation and losing a relationship. Again, we cannot allow that. During your reflective period, you may recall some times like that, but you don't want to stay there. Because any relationship that causes you to lose who you are, it's not a relationship. It's a prison or a concentration camp. Yes, that is a very strong vision, but it's true. A relationship has mutuality and even sharing of time, resources, emotions, processes. You are important enough to have free thoughts and opinions regardless of what others have to say about the subject. You have been placed within you with the power of wisdom and intellect, and you have to use them all daily, hourly, every minute, every second, and recognizing the greatness that is inside of you. Doesn't mean you can't question and go and research and get some opinions and form your own opinion, but that's what's important. Greatness is inside of you. It was placed there from your conception. From your conception, greatness was placed inside of you. So why deny it? Because someone tells you that you should or should not do a thing, or because it would make it inconvenient for them. This is not a cliche. You have greatness inside of you. It is the truth. You have the highest level of intellect, beauty, life, and peace. No one, I repeat, no one can take away your greatness. You have to give it away. What types of words or images spring into your mind when you hear these words? What are you thinking? What are some decisions that you've been negating or choosing to avoid to accommodate others? And I'm not talking about that's a negative if you're accommodating, but doing your reflections, making sure that you are accessing who you are, that you are truly allowing yourself to be in a position spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, sexually. All of those components are coming in alignment. You are so much more than the limitations that are set by others. Take time out to reflect. Figure out, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Who needs to be around me? Who is my vision supporter? Who can understand how I see me? The moment we do that, the better off we'll be. And I want to thank you again for chiming in with me on today. Again, I am Marian Caldwell Parker. My book is called Not My Reality, A Conversation for Those Who Know There's More. And there's always more. Even when you cook a meal and you say there's nothing more left, there is more. It's just not accessible at that time until you go and access the additional surplus of food and create something. So remember that. We're not going to give in to fear. We're not going to give in to love based upon fears. We're not going to give in to other people's observations or perceptions, because it's just that, their opinions. It doesn't have to be your reality. Regardless of where you started out from, regardless of where you are right now, if you don't like that position, you can change it. You have to believe and encourage yourself to focus wholeheartedly on you accelerating. And again, reflection takes time. Reflection will take time. But don't wallow. Do not throw a pity party when you go through your reflections. Just do the assessment and evaluation of where you are, where you've been, and where you want to go. What happens with you while you're with an individual or when you're on your job? Begin to visualize what it is you want. You can create, you can implement, and you can have your vision of your greatness, of your success, of your happiness and your peace. There's no need for us to go back into a time frame of blame and being hurtful and harmful to others. Let us remember that. Until next time, remember, true liberation means having the uninhibited access and ability to be free, to live, explore, and have your purpose. Thanks so much for joining me today. We're going to end out and close out with none other than Miss Layla Hathaway as we began, and just breathe. I'll be back in a little while to give some more information about my book and where you can purchase it. Again, and welcome back to Not My Reality. I am Marian Caldwell Parker, your hostess on today's show and every show. I want to be sure to share with you a little bit of background about me. I've been a writer now since last 10 years. The book's out right now. And I've played, I've also written. But the book Not My Reality became a much greater opportunity for me in that we found out that I was dealing with young people and I was dealing with women on a regular basis. And what I found was that they were having difficulties, as well as myself, in overcoming positions and obligations to people and what I call connections. I found out that people will say things to you and encourage you or not encourage you, and there needs to be an opportunity for us to break away from that and truly identify who we are and the power that we have internally. to affect the external. If we take more time out for ourselves to get to know who we are and look and see what is it that we really need to be doing and what do we need to be having around ourselves, it makes it a lot better. So I began to write down my little quotes that I would send my friends and family members via the text messages or the emails, and I just found myself writing more and more. And that's how the book came about. But they're very helpful, short, and brief passages in that they address things. And as I said, my goal is to challenge you on some of your thoughts, some of your beliefs, and daily activities. Because a lot of times we're doing them not because they're beneficial to us, but they're beneficial to others first. So again, I want to thank you for joining me on today. And I hope that you will be able to join me again another time. And we'll continue our conversation about not my reality and how you begin to build your own reality. And we're going to have a conversation. So if you really know that there's more, tune back in tomorrow at the same time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Not My Reality, a conversation for those who know there's more. Written by author Marion Caldwell Parker, explores the depths of changing the way that we think and apply our lives to each other. Step back in tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. again for this opportunity, a 30-minute show. The call-in guest number is 646-652-4240, 646-652-4240. Again, be sure to check in and see us on Not My Reality, where host and author Marion Caldwell Parker shares her book with you, with everyone, with the hope that someone will share a little bit with someone, that they may gain a little and change their life for the better. Remember, every day here on Blog Talk Radio at 1 and 1:30 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio.